This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to keep a positive mindset for the new year. We're about to shift over to another year, 2022, and these past couple years, really since 2019 transferred over to 2020, there has been a lot of change, and I've been feeling that a lot of people are feeling pessimistic or down or even negative about 2022. So in this episode, we're going to really dive into how you could have a positive mindset so that you can manifest the life that you want, that you can experience the life that you want. But most importantly, you can feel how you want to feel on the inside, having that right within energy, being that version of yourself that you want to be, that you can give to others and uplift others. So this is going to be a really powerful episode. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep healing meditative breaths. We're going to align on a frequency that we want. So you're going to pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, truth, whatever frequency you want in your life. And as we're taking a breath in, say that word over and over and over again. Really build that frequency within you. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize you doing something in that frequency. And then as you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take that deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do one more deep breath. This one is all about alignment. This one is physical. You're going to feel your body shift on this next breath. So imagine that you are surrounded by the most positive energy that exists. It might have a certain smell, a certain temperature, a feel, a color, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, imagine breathing it in through your nose, warming your body up, just going through all your cells, removing anything that's negative, just shaking it all up. And then as you hold your breath, feel it get stronger, feel it expand, feel it become a part of you. And then as you exhale, feel it pushing out all that negativity so that you will be in the best state to receive and experience the most positive day that you can. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. All right. Well, before we dive into this message, if you are loving this podcast, one of the most powerful things you can do is leave a review. Spotify now allows you to leave a review. And if you put a review, it helps it become more discoverable. And I would appreciate it so much. Also, sharing this podcast, if this message is powerful, if this helps you, sharing it would mean the world to me. So I absolutely appreciate that. But let's dive into this. 2022 is coming as I'm recording this episode. It is a day away. I am recording this on Thursday. Then we just have Friday, and then it is New Year's Day on Saturday. And hopefully you have some really positive intentions. But what a lot of people are feeling right now is this unknown sense of negativity. Like, it may not be something you realize that you're feeling negative about. It could be you have these ideas for things that you want to do, but for some reason, you feel like there's doubt, like there's lack, like you can't do it. And those are all negative mindset viewpoints. A positive mindset is going to see everything as an opportunity to uplift you. So what we're going to do is reflect on the past couple of years. So think about to 2019 and to where you are now. Think about all of the bad things that happened to you. All the things that you would never wish on anybody, that you would hope don't happen, but maybe you lost your job, maybe you lost a loved one, maybe it was stress, depression, whatever it is that you went through. Just think about all of the bad things that you went through, and we're labeling them bad for this example, but think about all those things. and just have that. So we're on the verge of going in 2022. None of those things are things that you would want to happen, but they happened over the past 2 years. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to shift our perspective, and what we're going to do is now view it from a positive perspective. So for this exercise, imagine that you are an eternal being. You are something that is going to exist beyond this lifetime, and you existed before this lifetime. You are going to continue. Your timeline is infinite. So just have that perspective for a second. So that means the past 2 years are really small on infinity, but they happened. You have that knowledge. Now think about, you're this being that wants to grow, came to this planet to grow. What opportunities would present themselves to help you grow? And so think about all those things, those painful things that are rightfully painful, that rightfully hurt. Think about them. What could something, what being that's high level like yourself gain? Not from learning about those situations, but actually going through them. What is the bright side? If you have to figure out something that helped you grow from those situations, what would it be? Or even more, what is the opportunity of something? Maybe you didn't grow. Maybe you didn't come out the other side stronger yet. Reflect on that right now. What is that one thing, the two things, the three things, the job loss, all the things that could have happened over the last 2 years? Where was the opportunity to grow? Now, what we're going to do is we're going to use that to look forward, because growth is the ultimate power. Feeling positive, feeling well, feeling happy within is the ultimate power. That is how we grow. It's not the external things. It's not hoping for that next promotion next year or that raise or making a gazillion dollars or all those things. Those are all material results that even on a long life of 80 years or 90 years or 100 years, however long we may live, is still extremely short, and you don't take it with you if you are an abundant being. The only thing that you can take with you is that experience to help you grow. So what things, now that you reflect and think of these opportunities that you've had to grow, can you apply to next year and help you grow? One thing that I really want to do is I want to give, and the best thing that you can give is education and knowledge. So I have some personal goals of things that I really struggled with over the past couple of years with the pandemic that I want to do and that I'm going to share with people. So I have that. What is it that you have gone through that is really tough but gave you an opportunity to have a different perspective that you now can grow from and share? And if you start making your goals, if you start making your vision for 2022 based on how can you help others, based on the learning opportunities that were presented in front of you, that you went through, that you experienced, because nothing can be learned better than through experience. So what experiences have you gone through that now in 2022 you can expand in, you can become stronger and you can grow, you can build that positivity in, and then you can give to somebody else, because that's the ladder to growth. It's grow, that's one step, growing, and then giving is the other step, then grow, then give. So we've been growing the past 2 years, maybe longer than that, maybe before 2019, maybe you've just been going through growth for 10, 20, 30 years, however long. It's time to figure out how can we give what it is that we went through, that we earned, those stripes, that knowledge, that experience that we earned through the fire, can we give? And that is the ultimate key to having a positive mindset for 2022. Well, I hope that was helpful. Hopefully that was insightful and got you thinking of some ways that you can be positive about your future. Now, it's not positive in a sense of you're just going to be happy and you're going to make all this money and you're going to get this promotion and you're going to date this person and all those things. Those are all results that you can absolutely have, but those on their own will not make us happy. There is somebody that is richer than us that is miserable. There is somebody that is dating somebody more magical than we are, and they're miserable. The external things are not the key to happiness. It's within. So these internal goals with giving to others, with a servant heart, are the ways we get there. And the rest is just extra. It would be great to be in your best state and have a bunch of money, because imagine what you could do with it to be around the right people, whatever it is. So set your goals, set your intention, and make them impactful. And if you want to keep up, if you want to get a reminder to manifest, to set your vision, follow me on Instagram. There's a link in the description for that. I am doing posts every single day as a reminder to you to take a few moments to meditate. So it's a great reminder if you want to check that out. If you also want something material To keep you in alignment with the version that you're trying to be, check out Fierce Forward Jewelry. There's a link in the description for that. I'm actually wearing the Positive Mindset bracelet right now. It's an item that we partnered on. Mine has a citrine stone on it, but anytime I'm envisioning my future, manifesting, I'm wearing this bracelet. So that way throughout the day, I have a reminder of the intention and the frequency that I'm trying to be. There's also a discount code. If you check it out in the description, it's there for you as well. Well, thank you so much for listening. And if you want even more content, don't forget to check out Abundance Talks. There's a link in the description for that. That is my interview-based podcast. They are great, positive-minded, abundant people sharing how they are living abundantly. It's awesome. Definitely check it out. There's a link in the description for that. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.